Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me is Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's good to have you back in the USA.
Well, Dave, thank you. I had a funny question the other day. Someone asked, what does CEO stand for? Because we say that every time we come on the air. What does it stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah, how about that?
I have no idea what you do, but it sounds like an important role.
Well, my role here is to serve our listeners. Yeah. And from the emails we've been receiving, Dave, I'm very encouraged, and I so appreciate hearing from our listeners. In fact, I just received an email from Taiwan, and we have a listener who is faithful listening online and had some very specific questions about how to start a business because that's his main interest and he wants to do it in a godly way. So I just thank God for the privilege to do this broadcast and the reach that it has. And I'm grateful to be able to serve those who are listening.
Well, if you want to ask Chuck a question, he's open to that, though. Are you caught up on your email yet?
I am not caught up, Dave. I've been out of the country, and I am woefully behind. In fact, I'm going to try to catch up here soon by answering a lot of questions on the air and then answering the emails offline as best I can.
Well, if you want to ask a question, you can write him at chuckbentley@crown.org, and we'd love to either answer your question with one of our staff members or Chuck, or possibly on the radio as well. You know, Chuck, at the beginning of the program, I said, welcome back to the USA, because you have been out of the country on a very important trip to Africa.
Dave, it's the first time that I've left the country since I've been the CEO of Crown. That's now been almost 2 years, and it's certainly the first time I've tried to leave the country since I've been the host of the broadcast. So it was quite an undertaking to be able to be prepared to do that. But we left the country in order to go back to Africa to test our new short film learning experience. And it's a new product that's soon to be released in the United States, but it originated with an idea to help those people who could not read the Bible, and we'll talk more about that later in the broadcast. But I had an opportunity to go back and visit four nations. We went to Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, and then ended the tour in South Africa. So we visited four nations in a very short period of time, and it was a wonderful experience. I hope our listeners got to hear the program when I called in from South Africa, from Cape Town, and gave a live update. But now we're going to get to share a little bit more detail about the specific project and what it means to our listeners, especially here in the United States.
Well, Chuck, we're looking forward to that. We'll get to that right after this break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we're talking about your trip to Africa, and I can't wait to hear some of the stories. But before we get there, take a moment and share with our audience about this short film series. What is it and what's covered in the short films?
Dave, the short film series is actually a new tool. It's a new learning system, as we call it, that helps people to engage not just their heads, but also their hearts and their hands. It's a tool that's different than video. Video is something that you basically film somebody who is talking and teaching. But film is different in that it can be shown in something as large as a movie theater. And these short films are dramatizations of the key stories in God's Word that support the message that God provides, and that's the title of the series. And we're soon going to be releasing those in the form of a single package as a teaching tool or teaching kit, or each of the individual stories. Now, it's not just for those who are in trouble financially. They're actually effective among people in every economic strata, whether you're affluent, have a great abundance, which I believe most people in America fall into that category, middle class, or poor or ultra poor. And they're designed to be used for group learning, whether it's in churches, within your own family, within the educational sector, or even on a community-wide basis in your apartment complex. They're for all spheres of society to give people a simple, scalable, easy tool to engage people in dialogue and conversation, what I call a discovery process, to teach people what God's Word says about money.
Chuck, you mentioned that these films cover the key stories about God providing from Scripture. What are those stories?
Well, Dave, I asked the Lord over 7 years ago to give me an idea that would help transfer His financial principles to people who are unable to read. And so that started me on a journey of learning and discovery. And what I found out is half the world cannot read. That's 3 billion people. And in fact, it's estimated that 70% of the world is only functionally literate, meaning that they can read road signs, they can understand how to make change, they can read they can read numbers and a few simple things, but they can't read text and draw conclusions from it like we can, like the literate world does. So you're talking about a huge opportunity to meet people's need. And what I realized was that God was leading me to put His story in a format where people who prefer to learn orally or visually, those who cannot read or will not read, which is very much of our culture today,
sure,
could engage in a dramatic way with His Word. And so that's what started this journey. And one of the experiences that really solidified it for me was I was in Honduras, and I was teaching to about 800 people at a pastor's conference in a very small church. It was only supposed to hold about 400 people, and there were 800 people there. No air conditioning. It was 96 degrees outside. It's one of those days you never forget. And I was not supposed to be the first speaker, but as it turned out, the first person who was supposed to teach could not attend that day. So somewhat by surprise, I was called on to teach to this audience. Now, I don't speak Spanish, so I was having to speak through a translator. And I asked the Lord, what story should I teach this group of people from His Word that would most help them? And the Lord led me to teach them from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, the story of the widow who had nothing. Her children were about to be taken from her because she was left with debt, and God provided a miracle through the multiplication of oil, and then she paid her debt and was out of bondage. And so I taught that story because so many people in the room, when I asked them what did they have, they said, I have nothing. And they identified with this person in the Scripture, totally identified, even today, of the financial bondage and stress that she was under. And also they identified with her faith to turn to the Lord for help. But then I was able to teach them the principles from that story. The principles are just profound. The man of God said, what do you have? And she said, nothing. Twice she said that. And so often, Dave, I believe that's the mindset we have. We get into a financial bind and we think we have nothing. And finally she realized, wait, I've got a little oil. That's all she had left. And he said, bring it to me. And from that, the Lord began to provide for her in a miraculous way. But here was the principle. She had to go and do her part. She had to go to work. She had to borrow from her neighbors. She had to then sell that oil in the marketplace. She had to pay her debt and manage what she had left to live on. And that's how God provided for her. And after I was through teaching that story, Dave, even though it was a very hot day and we had been there all day long and everybody wanted to go home, there was a lady named Miriam. And she came from the balcony, made her way down, and moved right to the front to speak to me. And as she spoke to me, she said through the translator, I wanted to tell you that the story that you shared today removed the blinders from our eyes and broke the chains of our financial bondage. And God has put a dream in your heart, and that you should follow that dream. She said, you will start small but many will come and join you, and a great revival will break out. Well, what she didn't know was that was this very story that I had in my heart to put into film. And so it confirmed to take that story and make it our very first project. Mm. And so we did. We took The Widow and the Oil and dramatized it in a short film. And Dave, then we spent a year testing on every continent if that format was effective in communicating God's word. And the answer came back an overwhelming yes. Mm. People who watched the film were not saying, oh, that's a nice film. You know what they were saying? They were saying, I understand the message. God spoke to me. They started to see themselves in the story. They saw themselves sometimes as the widow, sometimes as the children, sometimes as the man of God, sometimes as the deceased husband who left their wife in financial bondage. Sometimes they see themselves as the neighbor who's simply helping out a neighbor who's in trouble. But the principles were transferring. And I realized that many people in our own culture are visual and oral learners. And to my shock, Dave, everybody we started to show the stories to were saying, wow, that was helpful. Wow, that was meaningful to me. So we went back to the board of directors and we asked permission to complete a series called God Provides. And we did five more stories. And that story completes a series that we're now calling God Provides. And I believe that all of these stories are going to be very, very relevant to our audience here in the U.S. to help them have a very easy, simple tool to engage people in a relevant way to transfer God's principles to them.
Chuck, when we get back, let's talk about some of the specific experiences you had in Africa on your last trip. This is Money Life. We're taking a short break and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, before the break, you gave us a summary of the films. Now I want you to go into your trip in Africa. Tell us where you went and some of the exciting stories of the people that were served by these films.
Dave, we went to four different nations and we presented these stories, the complete stories, all six of them, to a variety of different groups. We presented them to pastors' groups. We presented them in the public schools, which what an irony that is, mm-hmm. that the public schools are wide open for the presentation of the gospel in the continent of Africa. Africa, not just in a single nation there. We presented them to other ministry leaders. We showed them in some of the churches that we visited. We showed them to businessmen. Just about anybody that we met with got to see what we were working on. And the overwhelming message, what we came back with, was an affirmation that the model works. That when people see the stories, they can glean the principles from them. And they were catching the principles that we were hoping to be transferred. You know, the construct of the learning system is to watch the story and then to facilitate a discovery, asking people very simply, what did you learn? What did God teach you? And how can you apply this principle or the truths from the story to your life? Well, what we were finding was people were getting far more out of them than we had in our little learning guide. And there were so many lessons that were coming out of them that They were going beyond what we had even hoped for in a very positive way. And then there's a monologue that goes with each story where one of the characters comes back after the dramatization and they help you understand the key principles of those stories. And what we discovered was they're actually simply reinforcing what people have already found. Mm. Because when you see the stories, when they really come to life, it's not hard to see what God is trying to say. And so the overriding feedback is that they work. They're effective. It's a relevant tool, not just for people who can't read or don't read, mm-hmm. but for everybody. In fact, even the literate were saying, you know, I got a lot out of that. You showed the story in a way I've never really fully understood. You opened my eyes to it. And I'm talking about people who are biblically literate, mm-hmm. who know God's Word. In fact, they would start opening the Word and kind of going back through it and going, oh, wow, that really came to life to me. And in fact, I've seen them many, many times by now, Dave, because I've been involved in their production and editing and now the testing process. And I continue to learn. I continue to learn more from the stories because we tried to be as accurate as possible. Now, they are not God's Word. We are not in any way trying to replace the power of the written text. But they contain the spirit of God's Word by a careful representation of the stories as they are in the Bible.
Sure.
So they're not actually biblical text, of course not, but they're representations of the story so that you can learn the principles. And I'm so delighted that they are effective and that we will soon be releasing those in the United States. And I just want to say to all of our faithful listeners, especially those of you who currently use Crown materials in your churches, in your personal ministries, in the way that you reach out to other people, I want you to get prepared to purchase this tool as soon as it comes out, because it is going to be a way that you can engage other people and to satisfy the desires of your heart to be used by the Lord to perpetuate this very important message at this very important time. You know, Dave, it's very hard to reach the younger generation. And one of the difficulties is that visual media has virtually taken over in their lives. And if you don't have something that's captivating to their attention, they're just going to tune it out. And the other thing is they're just bombarded with so many impressions from media already. So it takes something that's done very, very well. And I realize it's taken a long time for us to get this product finished, and our listeners have heard us talk about it a long time, but we're almost there. And that's why I'm asking them to be ready to purchase the stories so that they can use it. Now, if you've been teaching the 10-week study, we believe it's effective either before it or after it. It helps to convene groups in your church. People want to watch films. In fact, one of the test groups we did, we showed the stories on a Sunday night. Typically not a big night for church attendance in most churches. They have a big drop-off in their attendance. When we announced we were going to show these stories, the attendance for Sunday night doubled. Wow. The church was real excited about that.
Absolutely.
And it set us up to be able to move some of those people into other steps after they had engaged with these stories. So they got benefit from watching, they got benefit from what they learned, and they got interested in learning more. They realized how transformative it is to understand God's financial principles, not man's.
Chuck, one of the groups that you showed this to, you mentioned briefly, was a public school, and you had an opportunity to interview some of the people after the showing of the film. And I just want you to share just briefly, you had three criteria to meet with your films in order for them to reach that younger generation. I want you to tell us, what were those criteria and how well did you do in meeting those?
Well, the criteria were to make them short and engaging so that people didn't get bored.
So you did that.
Secondly, yes, we did that. All of them are short. Mm-hmm. And they're engaging enough that people want to watch them over and over. Secondly, they were designed to touch the heart and the emotions, mm-hmm. but also to have practical applications. That's why we say they're designed to touch the head, the heart, and the hands. There's literally something to do to follow up and act upon these and to apply these truths to your life. And then finally, the criteria was to make them as close to Hollywood as we could possibly make them.
Right.
And it's interesting because that directive came from a pastor in Africa. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, we're people too, And we get bored, so make them as good as you possibly can. And when I took them back to Africa, Dave, I asked them, did we meet these objectives? And they said overwhelmingly yes on all three criteria. So they're very well done. The quality is exceptional. You will not be embarrassed by them. In fact, I want our listeners to be able to go online to crown.org/God Provides, and there you can see some samples of the work we've done as you prepare to use these tools in your own ministry.
We're talking about the God Provides short film series at Crown. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking today about the short film series from Crown called God Provides, and it's a series of six short films all dealing with biblical stories about how God has provided in a number of different ways. And Chuck, you took these to Africa. You showed them to a wide variety of audiences. What's one of the stories that really sticks out in your mind?
Well, Dave, I want to do a whole broadcast with some of the recordings that I was actually able to capture as we were interviewing people, because I carried a recorder with me. We went to the African bush, and our listeners will be able to hear some very raw footage from these interviews, because there were so many poignant statements, and many of them just grabbed a hold of my heart. But some of them that stood out in my mind came from the children that viewed the stories. One was from a girl about 10th grade. And as she saw the story of the widow and the oil, when the mother went to the man of God to protect her children from being taken captive and becoming slaves in this story, she said what touched her most was to see a mother being protective of her children. And that's the kind of mother she was praying for. And I don't think she had a mother. I don't think her mother was alive, but it just touched her deep in her heart to see that mother in action in that story.
Why was that so significant in that culture?
Well, because AIDS has killed so many of their parents, and many of them are living without any family, and they're going to school and they're making their way through life, but they don't have parents involved. And she sensed the great joy of being protected by a family member that we just take for granted so often in our culture. Another young boy, he was 18 years old. He said, most of my Christian education comes from a pastor, and we sit and listen to pastors teach or preach many, many times for many, many hours, and it's very effective. But today, I felt like God taught me, not a pastor, because I just got to hear God's story without anybody else's interpretation, and I just sensed that God was speaking to me. And he couldn't have said anything that was more satisfying to my own soul, because he was saying to me, it's fulfilling the desired purpose. And, you know, so often today, Dave, the marketplace is cluttered with people of man offering a solution for man's problem and man telling you exactly what you need to do and how to do it and when to do it. And in this case, we have stood back. And we've let God speak. And we believe that the stories speak to the heart. And I'm encouraged that they're soon going to be launched, first in the U.S. and then around the world, and that God is going to bring about that revival that we need.
Well, if you'd like to get a sneak peek at those films, you can go to crown.org, and on the homepage, you'll find a button that says God Provides, and you'll find a trailer of this film series. I know you'll enjoy it. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.